Well, so thanks in part to this great team of ministers, Shirley and Coralie, over this past year in British Columbia. More jobs were created than any other province in the country. More businesses got started than any other province in the country. More people came from across Canada to join us here than any other province in the country. Over 65,000 people from other provinces. And more people are working in British Columbia today than ever in the history of our province. They are getting up and going to work every morning. More of them here than ever before. That's because we created a plan. It was called the BC Jobs Plan in 2011, and we stuck with it with dogged determination. British Columbians went to work and worked hard every day and made a real difference in creating jobs all across the province. And so today our economy is strong, it's diverse, and it is growing. Our plan was founded, though, on the belief that we can balance looking after our magnificent environment at the same time that we are looking after opportunities and creating jobs for British Columbians who need them. And today's announcement is an example of that. An investment of $150 million in BC's forests to fight climate change, control wildfires, and create over 3,000 jobs over the next few years in rural BC. The new forests will reduce greenhouse gas emissions like carbon dioxide, and we are also going to seek innovative solutions to help us meet our climate goals at the same time. But let's never forget that the most basic solution is Mother Nature's solution, and that's sequestering carbon in our forests. Planting more trees is good for fighting climate change. And so this $150 million will go to the Forest Enhancement Society of BC so that they can continue their work, which is preventing mitigating wildfires, improving damaged and low-value forests and wildlife habitat, treating forests to improve their management for the management of greenhouse gases. And the $150 million is another plank in our plan to fight climate change. And we are really just getting started. Over the next 10 years, we're going to invest $800 million in BC's forests. And I think of that as $800 million we're investing in climate change, but also, just as importantly, $800 million that we are investing in working people in British Columbia to make sure that they have a job to go to every day and money to take home to look after the people that they love. In that time, these programs are going to create 20,000 jobs, mostly in rural and northern communities, and it will represent a reduction of 11.7 megatons of greenhouse gases. Just to put that in context, 11.7 megatons of greenhouse gases is more than the total of all the cars, all the trucks, all the planes, and all the motorcycles in this country. It's a very significant contribution that we'll be making to the country's agenda to fight climate change. We have become a world leader in balancing economic growth and job creation with environmental protection. We've been recognized several times by the United Nations, by the World Bank, by the Queen's Commonwealth Canopy, and we didn't have to shut down a single job in order to get there. We want to make sure we support thousands of jobs at the same time that we make sure that we are doing our bit to make the world a better place for our kids. And in this case, 20,000 jobs in rural British Columbia, 11 megatons of greenhouse gases that will be avoided and reduced. That is climate leadership, and that is jobs leadership. And now I'm delighted to introduce to you Jim Snetzinger, who is representing the Forest Enhancement Society of British Columbia, to talk a little bit about, Jim, how we're going to make sure we spend this money well and wisely to make sure as many British Columbians as possible are working.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and I'd like to start by thanking Canfor for hosting this event, and obviously to thank Premier Clark for inviting me to say a few words. And to thank them for this funding announcement. It's very exciting news. So it was almost 12 months ago that the Minister Thompson at the Association of Professional Foresters, AGM, announced the creation of the Forest Enhancement Society and the initial granting of $85 million to the society. So over the last year, a lot has been accomplished, all of which has created a very solid foundation for the society to receive this additional funding and to further the province's goals around sequestering carbon in BC's forests and hence contributing to the reduction of greenhouse gas emissions by 2030 and 2050. I won't go into the goals of the society because Premier Clark already told you about those, but we do have five main goals. And over the first few months of our society's existence, the Board of Directors spent a lot of time getting our governance and our financial management structure in place. And subsequent to that, we had our first call for proposals, our first intake for proposals in August 2016. And in late September, we approved 23 projects that were worth about $2.8 million. And then in November 2016, we had our second intake of proposals. And in mid-January, we approved another 21 projects worth another $2.8 million. So as the Board of Directors reviews proposals, we're looking to approve those projects that meet as many of our goals simultaneously as possible. So we're really looking for comprehensive projects that meet as many of those environmental goals as possible. Just a couple of examples that I'd like to share with you of things that are currently underway. Right now we have an excellent project happening with the NASCO Economic Development Corporation west of Quesnel. We're in partnership with the NASCO to treat about 250 hectares of mountain pine beetle damaged forests. That is obviously creating jobs out in the local community, but it's also going to deliver about 46,000 cubic meters of fiber into the local community of Quesnel and the timber processing facilities. And obviously we're going to come back in after that project is finished and replant and make sure we have healthy green forests growing again. Another example we have underway is in the Williams Lake area with the Williams Lake Community Forest. There we're working with the community forest to help them deal with the Douglas fir bark beetle situation they have. And there's some helicopter logging happening there on some very steep slopes. So we're addressing a fire hazard in the close proximity of the community of Williams Lake, and also that will develop about 5,600 cubic meters of fiber to the various timber processing facilities around Williams Lake. In addition, we've got about 16 wildfire risk reduction projects that are happening around various communities in British Columbia. We've entered into an agreement with the Habitat Conservation Trust Foundation, where we're going to be funding up to $500,000 worth of wildlife enhancement projects this year, and we're going to be reviewing those projects in the next couple of weeks. We've entered into a partnership agreement with the Columbia Basin Trust to assist with some Fire Smart initiatives down in southeastern BC. And we're having ongoing discussions with the Union of BC Municipalities and the First Nations Emergency Services Organizations to determine how we as FASBC can work collaboratively with those organizations to maximize the funding effectiveness of fire hazard reduction treatments within the wildland-urban interface. So in conclusion, the FASBC board is proud to be a partner with enhancing the stewardship of BC's forests. We're going to continue to develop partnerships and develop a variety of delivery options that are best suited to the treatment activities we're looking at. This new funding will be used to fund high-priority forest stewardship-related projects around the province. And again, we want to thank the Premier and the Government of BC for making this significant investment in BC's forests. So thank you.
Thanks, Jim. That was well said. Thank you.